Hey guys, popping in with a reminder to sign up for the GovHub newsletter. This weekly pop of politics is designed to share action items, resources, and quick links to civic engagement tools and topics directly to your inbox. Save it, share it, and sign up for a pinch of productive politics today by going to girlonthegov.com or visiting this episode's description.
Welcome back to Girl on the Gov, the podcast,
where we're shooting the shit with elected officials and candidates running for office to get to know the person beyond the politics.
Because politicians needed a rebrand.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the episode before official election day. And we say official election day because you should be early voting if you have that option.
I voted yesterday.
She did it. Did you guys get
a
sticker?
Voter.
Yeah.
Is it
we
a
have
cool
the
one?
Same sticker as the primary earlier this year, which is really cute. I think I showed it to you. Let me show it.
Let me say, we got to do a little sticker shop. I am going on Thursday, so I don't have a sticker yet to. Oh, that's so pretty. You did show me that. Okay, guys, go to our YouTube, but check it out. It's so pretty. Wow. See, this is one of those things that I love about voting, the sticker. And I have to say, there are some places that do, some states, some like even like local election boards that do sticker competitions. North Carolina's had a few of them throughout. And I just really need that to come to like my neck of the woods.
I feel like people are stepping their sticker game up. I heard Michigan has a really good one.
Well, you know what? They should absolutely top us to design whatever the next ones are if they want something official, because our stickers are really cute. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? If you guys want a Gov Club sticker or a few of them, slide into our DMs. Let us know. We'll send you some. There it is. More importantly, besides the selection,
like, what is that accent?
I don't even know.
Unsure.
Unsure. I'm just like, I have no brain cells left at this point. But what I do have is questions about none other than Madison Blue Medved meeting the legend, Hannah Berner. Can we get the details? How do you feel?
First, I feel great. I mean, she was fantastic. She's so sweet. Yeah, I was in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend for work. And what are the odds that the Giggly Squad tour also had their, you know, stop in Madison, which is also Hannah's alma mater. So the energy was high. And I was there with a bunch of creators, one of them who has been mutuals with Hannah for a while and reached out. And so Hannah got us some tickets. And also she let us go back and meet her after to make some content around voting, which was so exciting. And I saw Paige. Paige was back there in like the green room. And boy, oh boy, is she not the cutest, prettiest thing I've ever seen. And she had like a meet and greet with some people and then just kind of like dipped because they had back-to-back shows. Like we were at their first show and then they had another one like an hour later, which is crazy.
That's nuts.
So she just kind of like disappeared into the background probably to go like have a panic attack or whatever she does. Yeah, love her. So I didn't get like a formal intro to Paige, but I did see her in the flesh, which was a joy. And then, yeah, Hannah made a really funny TikTok with our friend Liz Plank. Go follow and check it out.
And then Maddie made her debut. Like,
and then I made my Mott's debut. I made it on the street and it debuted. So, yeah, it was grand. It was a full circle moment for us gigglers.
That is absolutely bananas. I cannot even begin. And I think what's important to know is that there are just so many content ideas to be had when it comes to the gigglers, and especially obviously Hannah. And I still think that they should do the men are trash or is this man trash segment with Trump. I'm just putting it out there. So Hannah, if you're listening,
they weren't game to do anything too partisan, unfortunately, but. I mean, it's disappointing a little bit. We're at a crucial point, but again, sometimes these creators just embodying voting, being a voter, and using their platforms to do that is really impactful and helpful. So I'm so stoked she did that.
Oh, but, for sure. Speaking of people with platforms, can we talk about Bad Bunny? Because here's the thing about the situation. We have so many like layers. Obviously, there's like the serious layer of this. But no one has gatekept Bad Bunny more like from me more than myself. Because here's the thing. I've heard his music. Okay. And I've seen some pics like every once in a while, but like he's always like full sunglasses on. And I'm one of those people when I listen to music, like honestly, like I couldn't like pick like a musician off the street. Like I would have no idea who is who. It's just like I listen, but I don't like visually often. But then Washington Post, all their issues aside, after everything that happened at this rally this past weekend, posted like a story about him with this like really like clean cut type image. Not like he's clean
very
cut, like
hot.
I
he's been hot. Oh my God.
I fell to the floor. I fell
sorry.
To okay. You know, Siri's
sorry,
just like
have to
bitch
redo that.
Now. Okay.
Now Siri just like pops up sometimes and now she's probably gonna pop up again because I just said her name. But no, the Kendall Jenner of it all never brought him into your radar because
no, because I think to honestly copy and paste some other people's thoughts on the Kardashians last few years, they've just been like not relevant. Obviously, they're still uber famous, but I don't care the way I did like 10 years ago. I have a new
crush.
Yeah,
no, she definitely brought his face to my desk. And yeah, he's smoking hot. He's
beyond.
He's interesting. Sometimes his style and his little Zoolander face is sometimes gets my ick
okay.
Radar
That's
going
fair.
off a little bit. But of course, he's like a beautiful, stunning man and a smart and aware and politically active man, which we love to see. Because to provide the context that I'm sure isn't needed, but just in case anyone doesn't know, he came out and endorsed Kamala this weekend after the heinous Trump rally in Madison Square Garden in New York City, where a piece of shit little wiener comedian decided to go up and say racist remarks about Puerto Rico. So that brought Bad Bunny out of the woodwork. I heard he was potentially like literally going to endorse that day regardless, which is kind of just like ironic, but God's plan. It was perfect. Perfect timing.
Wow, that really put like all things just like stars align.
Yeah.
Crazy. So interesting. And I think, look, I expect that absolutely fucked up rhetoric from the Trump camp in a rally like that. Like they're literally echoing one that happened in 1939. That was a Nazi rally. Like I just.
Yeah. Can we also talk about, did you see Jackie Ostrey's post?
I knew you were going to say this. Okay. So how do I even want to peel these layers? So as a Jewish American over here, let me just echo this, like facts, like just facts, like 1939 Nazi rally at MSG filled with hate and obviously all the Nazi rhetoric. What happened at MSG this time around is just the same thing. And I do not understand this thought that Trump is going to protect Jewish people, that he's going to protect Israel, that he's not anti-Semitic, that like he absolutely is not going to throw the Jews under the bus if like at any moment, just the way he throws anyone else under the bus and always does anyways, with even just comments like if he loses, he's going to blame the Jews, which let me tell you, we don't need to be blamed for anything else. Like, trust me, we've been dealing with this for a long time. I don't need another reason for people to want us dead. So yeah. I don't comprehend this. And that is coming from a, put this on fucking record,
context.
Pro-Israel Jewish American voter who is very aware of the anti-Semitism on both sides of the aisle. So like, and is a moderate.
I will also say, this post was basically like, I don't even know what it said, but it essentially
I can regurgitate.
Sure.
It literally was trying to say that this did not replicate like a Nazi rally and that it was an insult to Holocaust survivors and to victims of Nazi crimes to compare these things and put like apples to apples. And it's like there are things that are directly comparable when you have a person, Donald Trump, who has been on record as being like admiring of Hitler, holds
Can I
a
also
rally.
Say,
I cannot. Yes, go on.
I mean, all of what you just said, but also like it didn't have to be like blatantly racist or hateful towards Jews to be comparative to a Nazi rally as well.
Bingo.
Because what came out of it was a lot of anti-immigrant rhetoric, damaging, dangerous rhetoric about immigrants was in full force. And what Trump's plan is to round up, mass deport, and put immigrants essentially into camps for deportation. It's like, it doesn't have to be aligned with necessarily even, you know, the Jewish community or hate towards the Jewish community in that sense to, you know, relate to a hate group. It is comparable in that way that it's also like, it was blatantly racist.
There's so many layers to this shit that drives me crazy, but it's like, everyone is immigrants here. So like,
yeah. And like people move. People move.
People move.
People move states. People also move to new countries for a range of reasons. Some of them because of violence or political prosecution or name a list of things, or people do need refuge. So yeah, I mean, this year has been,
and if the anything, right
always comes for immigrants, but this year has been especially disgusting to see the way immigrants have been painted by the right. It's dangerous, dangerous.
It's also like they try and paint them as criminals. And meanwhile, we have literally a criminal running for president.
Literally. And just blaming them for all of our problems, including housing. I'm like, get your head out of your ass. For real.
Literally. Like, how about look at Wall Street buying up all of these freaking homes in the suburbs and then renting them out, making it absolutely impossible for anyone to like enter the market. That's what's happening. Like hedge funds.
And then think about
happening.
How Trump gives corporations tax cuts and how it's all intertwined and how they use all these scapegoats to make you look away from what's really happening, which is Trump bending the knee and pandering to corporations.
He's not even bending the knee. He's saying, honey, I'm on both.
He's taking a spoon and eating that ass. speaking of the toast, to just directly quote them. Yeah, no, I love that I just said that. Well, that's just the start of this solo episode because, by the way, we mentioned this last week. We don't have an interview this week, and we are going to have a solo pre-election episode to just kind of to gab, to talk about our anxieties, to talk about the state of the race, et cetera, and to prepare for election night and election week. So, oh my God, Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz broke up. I just got that notification.
They were dating?
That's crazy. Yeah. Are you kidding? Anyways.
Usually the one that like knows the random shit. We are like playing Uno reverse today.
Period.
Go us.
And then next week, we won't have an episode just given the madness of election week.
Yeah.
But we are working on something for the week after to really just analyze results, post-election debrief, all of those things. So that's our housekeeping moment for the moment.
Sweep, sweep. I'm just like imagining me have like a little broom. Like I should get one, honestly. Like a little
the
prop.
Sweeping.
Like,
yeah.
We have so swept. Cute. We have swept. We have, which is how I really hope we do in terms of.
Yeah. Let's get into election anxiety.
Right. Well, one thing I will say, which I'm kind of cracking myself up about, it might be one of those where only I find it like, ho, ho, ho. Is the one thing that's been like relaxing me is I literally got a word search book, like a literal, like kids, like word search.
Oh,
and it's,
yeah.
It's all like dog names and like dog puns. It's like all dog themed. It's really cute.
That's cute.
And you can't think about anything but finding the words when you're doing the word search.
That's
and
smart.
It's like actually really like helpful because otherwise constantly on my phone, either, you know, creating content, absorbing content, seeing like more data come through, and it is it's
exhausting. I'm also on my phone like way too much right now, and I'm kind of just been telling myself like once the election's over I'm like detoxing, but I also think that's smart to like find something, even if it's like 30 minutes of your day when you're like watching your reality TV, like something that just like keeps you off your phone, keeps your mind off of things, because it's stressful and being online like doesn't really help. Like sometimes it does, but it's just like it puts you on this roller coaster of like, oh, one piece of content made me feel good, and then like the next one made me feel like shit, and it's like it's not the healthiest thing. And I've just kind of taken the L on like my, you know, mental health for these last few days of just being like, it's okay, it's gonna be over hopefully soon, and I'll deal with cross whatever bridge when we get there. But Yeah, I mean, it's both what we do. Like, we have to be online. We have to know what people are saying. We have to know what people are doing. And so it's hard to like strike the balance. But if you can and you have that capacity, definitely make sure you're prioritizing yourself. Go touch grass, get outside. Like,
please. But if you are online and you want to share a video about touching grass, please do. It's on TikTok. Thanks. But yeah, no, the balance will maybe restore itself post-election. But like until then, I think it's just like, for us, at least, like important to know what the people are talking about. And I will say one trend that's been giving me a lot of hope, like hope core in the like adjacent way is the fact, sorry, I just heard my Thai food arrive. Just goddamn
exciting. Mouth watering.
Yeah. I can't even begin to tell you how hungry I am. Okay. Sorry. Circling back, this trend where couples are showing like that they're not canceling each other's votes out and like being like, oh, like my husband not voting against like my rights or my daughter's rights or his mother's rights or like all of that. And I have to say, just like having dealt with quite a few, like not by choice, not just Republican men, like MAGA men recently, it just in the world,
you're like, how could you be with somebody like that? When that trend first started, I was like, I was saying that to myself. I was like, all these girls are canceling their boyfriend or husband's votes. Like, what are you doing? Like, have a conversation, convince him, or get the fuck out. Like, what? And then that trend came where I was like, no, I'm not canceling his vote. He's voting with me. Imagine. Which literally was like my whole take. And from the beginning, I was like, what in the world? Which like, I don't want to shame anyone, especially these like women who are like taking a stand and not voting the way their husbands or boyfriends do. Because I know that's like a thing that happens is a lot of times women like kind of fall victim to what their husbands want and think. And like, you know, there's a lot of dynamics at play there that make that happen. So I don't want to shame anyone for that. But like at the same time, we got to stand up, girlies. We got to stand up.
No, for sure. It is that fine line because it's, you want to like, I think what we've like said over the years too, it's like, you want to reward like good behavior. Like if somebody's evolving, like let's celebrate that. So like if that woman is saying, no, like I'm going to like stand like 10 toes down and do what I want to do. And I don't care what he says anymore or in this, then let's like congratulate like that step one.
For sure.
I also do want to use this moment to highlight that there are quite a few states in the US that you can't finalize a divorce if you are pregnant. So like just saying, like being aware of like as much as we're like get the fuck out.
Women, that people can't leave.
Yeah. Some people's scenarios are really complicated. Like whether it's like they're like reliant on their spouse for housing.
Just money.
Or, you know, right. Like there's so many dynamics. But I think if you are dating, you were in the dating phase. Like, you are not like linked, right? Like literally.
You don't have kids. You don't have a home.
Get out of there. Okay. Like you don't know these men. Fucking shit. All right.
And like, it's just
see
like.
You later, boy.
And yeah. And there's also just like these girls are very pick me. Some single even. And they're voting conservative because it's what they think men like and what men align with. Which, yeah, a lot of them do. But the way I will be single for the rest of my life, I will get a sperm donor. I will have my own kid by myself before I get with someone who doesn't believe in my bodily autonomy and won't like fight to hell to say, to protect that with me and for me. Imagine, like, imagine a world. And yeah, I'm like, I know so many men who like think they're protectors because at a bar, another guy will just like graze their girlfriend and they'll go and like threaten to punch them in the face. And it's like, there's what is like, that's pathetic. But what you can do is this, right? You know, you can vote and you can pay attention to these things that are happening to women across the country and, you know, fight to protect me, but also for them.
For sure. You know? I think it's like this misunderstanding, or I don't know if misunderstanding is the right word, but like, these men like don't understand like when we say we want a masculine guy, like what that means. Like that doesn't mean punch a guy at the bar because they accidentally grazed your shoulder or something. Like, no, that's like honestly, that's pussy ass shit to me. Like, ew, totally. Like you're pathetic and insecure. Like that's not a masculine guy. Being masculine is like what you're describing, which is actually standing up for other people that like are in your life or not in your life, just that like aren't you. And being like a protector of like their rights and their value, like that's masculine. Like
of your community, of humanity, like
having somebody's back, like that's like hot.
Yeah.
Like not this like weird, wussy, insecure stuff.
Totally.
It's just so much of that. And it bleeds through in so many different ways. And the way that some of these men are voting and thinking about things, it's just so that. And I have so many lanes in which I could go about this. But I just also feel like with this issue, I need men to help other men at this point. Because there's only so much charity work that personally, like, the two of us can do.
But I have the, like, emotional capacity to do. Like, I can't.
I'm so, like, I'm genuinely so over it. And I'm at the point where I'm just going to, like, yell in your face. Like, not
I just
you,
don't like answer. Men. Like, I seriously have literal men texting me, sending me Joe Rogan clips and, like, long messages. And I'm like, I don't have time to answer. No. And even if I did, like, why would I engage?
And also, like, their arguments are shit. Like, their arguments only further, like, underscore their insecurity and their insanity. So it's so funny to me because they think that they're doing something and they definitely, like, aren't doing anything. They're not eating with it. That's for sure. And I just,
again. You thought you ate. You did it. You didn't eat.
I need the men to, like, help your friends. Genuinely help your friends, because this is getting so ridiculous. You're like, oh, like, we don't know where we are in the world. Oh, like, we don't know our value. We don't know where we're supposed to be. Okay, well, then figure it out. So I highly recommend have a little hangout, grab some beers, have a chit chat one-on-one in a group, like whatever you want to do, figure it out.
Talk about how horny you standing up for reproductive rights made your girlfriend. I was wearing my camo Harris Walls hat. And I got so many bitches that night. Like, fuck, I don't care how you say it. Just, like, men need to also, like, feel that peer pressure. They are more inclined to peer pressure than I think even women are. And that's, I think, what is also a toxic cycle that is happening of, like, I think most men, like, don't even truly believe in their heart of hearts a lot of this stuff. But what they see amongst their demographic and their peers, like, they're just following, which is, again, not a masculine trait. Stand up. You know, be a leader. Cool. Yeah, it's such a big issue. And I think one that's not going to be solved in selection and someone that's going to require deep work, no matter what happens this election. I hope that we win so that we even have the capacity to start, like, the deep work, extra credit work that is needed to, like, figure out why men think the way they do, try to unlearn things. Like, that's going to be a privilege of work that we get to do if we win. If we don't, I think we will have to be back on defense and, like, only caring about women in vulnerable communities. But yeah.
For sure. For sure. I, like, God, genuinely, God help us all if we don't win, is how I truly
feel
about it.
We're not
going
to go there. But back to election anxiety. I think generally I feel good. I think, like, again, being online, like, doesn't help and is, like, one of the main drivers of anxiety that I feel, which, again, I'm feeling, like, mostly anxiety. But when I'm, like, able to calm that, I, like, kind of am able to, like, tune back in with my gut and I, like, feel good. But I think just, like, oh, I phone banked today too, because I'm, like, this week I was, like, I need to, like, phone bank or do something, like, more, even though I've literally spent my whole month, like, traveling to swing states and, like, working my ass up. And I'm, like, I need to, like, talk to voters. I need to just, like, feel this for myself. And I had one long conversation with a woman in Michigan who does not, like, believe in voting, but is, like, generally seemed progressive, but was just, like, super religious and, like, had some definitely misinfo implanted in her brain. But we had a good long convo. She was like, why aren't you running for office? I like you. I'm like, I'm just spewing out what Kamala's saying. So you should go vote for her. And then also have a guy in Michigan be like, yeah, I'm voting for Kamala and Slotkin. And I think I'm going to early vote. And I'm like, oh, you can go to iowavote.com. Like, it's just, like, nice. It's nice to talk to voters, help them out. You could do that with your friends, which is, like, the easiest thing to do. But if you want to try it out, go phone bank.
Well, you know what popped on my radar, which was in one of our newsletters? Actually, it might even be in two of ours this week. It's called Scroll for Kamala. And
yes, yeah.
So, like, for someone like I, hand me a mic, I'm good. I hate making phone calls. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I hate it. I literally haven't made a call to, like, set up a regular doctor's appointment I've been needing to do for 6 months because I literally just hate calling that much.
That's
like,
fair.
It's whatever.
We've talked about this. There's a lane for everyone.
Exactly. And that lane can be also on social. So if that's where you feel comfortable, like what you can do is help boost videos that share like pro, like Harris Walls content by adding comments, also adding like shares, likes, et cetera, but especially comments, because a lot of things happen in the comment section. It's really easy, especially on TikTok, where like the comment section is a part of the content itself. Like sometimes it's more entertaining than the OG content, or it's a pair. So like providing insights or things that are positive there, especially if something's getting littered with the crazy ass bots, is so important for dispelling the disinformation, misinformation, and just crazy lunacy. Because sometimes that happens where one person puts like something insane on there and it spirals from that in and of itself. So long story short, you can scroll for Kamala. Feel free to like any of our posts, repost them too. Just like wink, wink, nod, nod. Like, thanks. But besides our little just self-promotional moment there, it is linked in our GovHub newsletter. It will be in our Keeping It Current newsletter, which should be going out tomorrow. But it's ready. Like I said, it's up. It's the first action item in GovHub. So go check it out.
Fight the doom scroll. Fight the anxiety and scroll for Kamala. We love that.
Yeah.
What else is on our punch list today?
Speaking of the fact that you were bouncing all around like the last few weeks, how was it on the ground in Wisconsin? Like, what was like, because obviously there's so much content coming out, like in such a positive way, and the content's great, but just also knowing that conversations are happening elsewise, or not everything is captured, or obviously the best of the best makes it to the feed, and like a lot of stuff left on the cutting room floor. Like, what actually was the vibe like? What did you feel like was the takeaway?
Madison, Wisconsin was pretty electric. Okay. The vibes there are good. It's a college town and it's generally more progressive. So it's kind of like a stronghold in Wisconsin. So again, energy was good. Yeah, pretty much everyone like we spoke to and did like little interviews with were for Kamala, which was really refreshing. And then we did like a college football tailgate outside of the stadium, and it like was really busy. And there was just like frat stars everywhere. And I was like, these are the types of guys you would see. And you would be like, he's going to just like yell in my face about Trump, like no shot. And there's just these big white Midwestern boys. And again, they're giving MAGA, but they were just like yelling for Kamala, running by, you know, doing a shotgun for Kamala, like just high energy. They were also drunk and ready for their big homecoming football game. But like there was people walking by our tailgate, and we were like just standing in one spot. And then like most people were running by, like stoked, yelling, cheering us on. And then there would be like a couple trickled in that were like Trump. So it's like those people were still being heard, but they like felt like the minority.
Okay. We love to see it. Love to see it. That is so interesting. Speaking of like that sort of element of like surprise, there's this other tool called like Did My Friends Vote? It's also like one of the other usernames for it or URLs is like Did My Ex Vote? And what springs this to my brain is one of my best friends is from Wisconsin. He's unfortunately not a Wisconsin voter anymore. He's a New York voter. It's devastating. We talk about it all the time. But obviously the two of us and elsewise friend group, I was like, who in our circle has voted and who has not? And there are some people that have not been voting. And let me tell you, I like threw in the group chat. I was like, have I not been annoying enough? Have I for the last how many years not been annoying enough? I was like, you guys are going to be so tired of me. I'm going to be so far up your asses around the corner. Basically, I'm giving you a colonoscopy. Like that is pretty much like where I was like at. And what I found out through this, because we were like, is of whatchamacallit, all the extended circle of people, is that the guy that I literally used to hook up with is registered in Pennsylvania, which he does not live anymore. So like, okay, has not voted since 2016. Like hasn't voted.
It's crazy. Okay? People like and amidst then, all the madness, like don't vote. Like
crazy. And also was a Pennsylvania. I mean, again, like at this point, like he really should have changed it a million times. So like, but I was like, sir. Then in addition, I looked up somebody else, like this guy that I had dated who like walked the walk, like, oh, I'm so political, blah, 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 like all the things. So like, granted, I just wasn't using this tool at the time, but I just presumed, like, yeah. It seemed, right? And again, very political. Oh, hasn't voted since 2016 either. So where I'm going with this is if you need to like name and shame your friends to the
Yeah.
group chat about
I
who
have two
doesn't
things to
vote,
say.
do it. But don't text your ex.
One thing is like I'm actually kind of afraid to check that for my friends, like my close girlfriends. I'm like, do I even
Yeah.
wanna know? Second thing is kind of to that point about these boys. There, I have this theory, potentially a hot take, that I think that a lot of these boys who especially like can be maybe loud about Trump or like these Barstool characters, like who come off conservative, et cetera. Again, a lot of times because of like the peer pressure of what their boys might think, I think a lot of them probably don't vote. Or,
Well,
you
no,
know,
it's.
like they kind of like talk the talk, but like they're not going to walk the walk and like go through the effort of voting. Because it's like they don't have as much as at stake, you know? It's like they like to just like talk shit. And then I'm like, are you even voting? I don't know.
Well, okay. I totally agree with that 1,000%. What makes it worse in my particular examples is all of them are like liberal slash Democrats.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. I think just like a lot of times men in general, especially privileged ones, like probably just don't because they're like, I don't really care. And like, what did I have to do with this, you know?
Which just bananas. But then look, let's circle it back to that conversation about masculinity. Like what's being like a masculine guy? It's showing up to the polls, it's voting, it's making your voice heard, it's making sure that like you are fighting at the ballot box with your ballot for the rights of people around you, including all of the women in your life. So like
And
you
speaking
like
of, I was running around that tailgate with a voting as a turn on sign, and all those men got to see that, which was good. I'm like, they need to hear that message. In fact, one pulled me aside, a literal child, probably a freshman in college, and
oh
goes,
God.
I was like, no, but can I get your Snapchat? And I'm like, get out. I'm like, get out. Go, run. Bye bye. My Snapchat. I'm like,
Okay.
I appreciate it that I look like I'm potentially 19, but also what? Imagine.
It's like a low and a high all in one, you know? Like it's really that's a complicated, nuanced little sandwich of things, but interesting. Very
Very.
interesting. But I do think like they need to hear it. They need to know like that is attractive. And like literally, like next date I go on, I'm gonna like be like, put your name in this. Let's see if you
I know.
voted.
Well, I want to just circle back to when we're recording this 7 days to election and just like, what can we expect on election night, election week? Like, what would you tell the girls of like, here's what to prepare for mentally, emotionally, even physically, and get your snacks, get your sleep, you know?
It's not something either of us will have, but very exciting for everyone else. What you can expect, honestly, is that the presidential election is not going to get called on election night. You will definitely see other races, like a congressional race, a Senate race called for sure, but the presidential race is definitely not going to be called on election night. It's just sort of like the lay of the land. So set that expectation for yourself. Like there's going to be a certain point, it might be a midnight, whatever. Go to sleep. Get some sleep. Like, oh, motherfucker.
What happened?
My
Get some
light
sleep.
went.
Light turns off. What the fuck? Who's the
Clip
ghost?
that. My mom. She
Your
was
mom. Your mom. Oh my gosh, lols.
bitch, you needed some sleep. Hold on, let me turn this other light on because it's like rude light. If that doesn't get clipped and go viral, I'm out. I'm done. I'm putting in my 2 weeks notice for
Yeah,
myself to
for
myself.
sure.
It's fine. Okay. Anyways, back to the expectations. Get some sleep though. Seriously, like put it all to bed at a certain point because you're not gonna know, and that's okay. I'm saying that as a highly anxious girl who probably like won't actually sleep that night either. But just like try and at least put your head down on the pillow.
Take your
Put a
sleepy time
mask
tea,
on, like,
magnesium. Yeah, for sure. Just hang in there is the real core of the message because we're all in it together. Results, you know, I don't think that they'll be as delayed as 2020. Obviously, we were in a pandemic. I think we
yeah.
had things we found out in 2020 on a Saturday. So a couple like 4 days or whatever that is. I think we'll find out earlier than that, but we don't know when. And we don't know where our system lies post pandemic as much. Like we have obviously the midterms. I think we got results like definitely much faster than we did in 2020. So again, I think we're kind of getting back on track post-pandemic, but
yeah,
it's just hanging there. I also know Under the Desk News, our friend B is having a election night live stream. So if you don't want to watch Steve Kornacki and be a nerd like us, like they're going to have a really fun like live stream on TikTok that will be like announcing results and special guests and all of that, which will be cool. And yeah, just like be prepared also for the right to undermine results if they don't go their way.
I also will like asterisk all of this because as much as I'm going to say, also follow us on social because I'll be in a war room. Maddie will be too, but I'll be posting for the Girl in the Web accounts on election night. And is to just be like cautious of like what you're seeing, like, and double check what you're seeing. Like if a result comes in, you've only seen it one place, like only one, you know, media organization has made, you know, the decision on an election. Like maybe wait till there's two or three. Like, or if you're seeing it from like a random person on TikTok, like maybe just like wait a second before you start, you hit share. That would be number one. I also think thinking about like election day itself is keeping information really like streamlined and about like voting like hours. One of my biggest complaints is when news organizations start calling races before the West Coast has even finished voting. And it can influence, this is actually something we talked about, the secretaries of states, is that it can genuinely influence whether someone decides to stay home that's about to go for the last hour of voting or not. They hear, oh, it's not a shot. Like they're like, okay, well, my vote doesn't matter. Like that's what like some of that messaging can do. And I find it really frustrating. And I think we need to like take a big look at that.
And we have some crucial West Coast states, Arizona and Nevada. So like, it's not like we're talking about California here. Like, well, our votes matter too. But again, we have two crucial battleground states on the West Coast who like need to finish voting before things start getting announced or analyzed or whatever happens by the media.
Yeah, for sure.
And by social media.
I just say be cautious. Like be cautious, be hydrated. You know, those are
go on your hot girl walk.
Yeah, with your voting sticker. You know what? Honestly, like even if you early voted and you like got a voting sticker, like pop it back on. Like this is a moment to show it off.
For sure.
And people are going to be like, oh, look at you. Like it's kind of like a, like it's an exclusive thing. You're like, oh, you're in the club? And like in the club, we're all fans. So like.
Totally. That's the biggest thing too, I will say, with just like general get out to vote messaging guidance. And like, again, not everyone's like a big creator or anything, but you do have an impact with even your small following of friends and family, like just embody being a voter. Social proof is super, super powerful stuff. And if we can kind of create that FOMO around participating in this election, like that's more impactful than like telling people to go vote. So that's just a little tip and trick. But
totally.
Yeah,
like,
make
walk
it hot,
the walk.
Make it sexy, look cute, you know, like do what you need to do, get your favorite coffee, make it a fucking holiday as it should be.
Oh my God. I have been trying to figure out my voting outfit for like the last 3 days and I am so excited, but I haven't fully completed it. And I got this jacket. I'll have to send you a picture of this because it is, I think you would actually love this. Like this is one of those things where it's like actually both of our styles. It is this like bomber jacket and it's like a bomber jacket meets like a moto like sports jacket, but it's tweed and brown and it has like these brown patches and like these like moto jacket like things. I literally went into a Goodwill, like just looking for random shit and found it. It was like,
wow, a Goodwill find.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I know. It was just like literally the luck of the draw, like so random. And then I've been kicking myself just to really go on a rant here because I used to have all these brown riding boots and I finally got rid of them like maybe 3 years ago. I was like, okay, enough. Like I'm not wearing a flat boot anymore because I always get stepped on. I'm so short, blah, blah, blah. Like I'm never going to wear these again. Now, what do I need? I need a fucking brown riding boot to make my dreams come true. And can I find one I like?
That's
no,
what
I
like
can't.
Is my biggest anxiety when I like give clothes away and go through my clothes. I like have to like coach myself and be like, Madison, you don't need this. You haven't worn it in a year, 2 years. And then, you know, you give it away and something comes back in style or something. And you're like, this is why I need to be a hoarder. Like this is
every
why.
Time.
This is the reason.
Every time. I've just resorted to like, I'm going to just be a hoarder. And honestly, it's not even that bad. Like every time I get rid of something, I end up regretting it. And like, I strategically buy things anyways. So like, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Minus a pair of shoes that I'm probably going to sell on Poshmark because they don't fit me. So if I launch that, you guys can come back for that link. They're Stuart Weitzman and they're way too big. So.
Well, I feel like we've given a good pre-election episode. I will just say, can we just talk about like how crazy it is that, you know, 4 years ago, we were here like probably four episodes in, like preparing for the 2020 election. It was like right when we started this podcast. And that feels like literally 20 years ago. Beyond. But it's just crazy. We've been like doing this for this long and we're here. We've had an amazing year of like all these elected officials and candidates and like just getting these cool people who are running for office into your eyeballs and your ears, your earballs. And
I like that. I think that's better.
Me too. I'm obsessed. And yeah, I hope everyone liked all the interviews this year. And
I thought you were going to say something else again about earballs.
Earballs. But yeah, just crazy, crazy times, crazy year, crazy 4 years. We're going to like, regardless of what happens, have a new president again, which is crazy. And yeah. Like, I see you on the other side, literally.
That is actually just so nuts that that was 4 years ago. And, like, just thinking about, like, I mean, we didn't even know, like, where anything was going to go. We're like, let's fucking YOLO it. And now just in so many different directions. Because I was even, too, I was having a conversation about doing some 2025 events. Because, guys, guess what? Don't worry. There's more elections ahead. Right. So don't worry. So New York City, we may see you soon, aka next year. But regardless, I was saying, like, part of, like, my sort of pitching conversation was, like, we started as, like, an events company. Like, that was – do you know how long ago that was? Like, that's crazy. Before the podcast even existed. I was like, no, we know what we're doing in that space, like, easy peasy, like, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's wild. And what an evolution. Like, events company, a digital company to, like, also maybe dabbling in a little more events back again. Like, crazy. So, yeah. Anyways, thank you guys for being on this journey and continuing to be on this journey. We – really hope that on the other side, we have the first female president of the United States of America and the first first gentleman. Thank you. I love Doug. I really love Doug. I've forgiven Doug, sort of.
We've gone over this. We're not going to go back into it. Stop slandering Doug.
I'm so sorry. Love you, Doug. But wait. Asterisk. We're going to circle back to this closing note because there's this trend that I've been meaning to tell Maddie about. There are peeps in Georgia, like girly pops in Georgia, that are taking pictures with John Ossoff. And they're literally being like, you know, that trend of like, me and my boyfriend didn't take it slow. Like, you know, that carousel like trend.
The casual things we did or whatever.
Literally.
Casual John things Ossoff. My boyfriend and I did.
And then it swipes to like the second one. And it's like, JK, like it's a U.S. senator, blah, blah, blah. And then I was thinking about, oh, I wonder if like we have any pics of like other people to do that with. And I was like, that would start a rumor mill. We did not participate in this trend. No. And I was honestly like thinking about with them. I was like, guys, like this is not the industry to play with that.
No, not at all. Like, trust us.
Like, do not.
Yeah, there's pick a different trend for sure. Yeah. Wait, sorry. I have to talk now that we're on trends and we're also on like throwback era vibes. Well, first of all, to your note, God, John Ossoff has been looking absolutely scrumptious, gorgeous man. God, I'm obsessed. And
no way, he looks like? He looks like Aaron Brody.
A little bit, yeah. Like a cleaner.
Who I also think is really hot.
No, okay. So, yeah. Other trend. I meant to say this like back when you mentioned whatever other trend we were talking about. But there's a trend right now about all these like Gen Zers who are reacting and creating videos to the sound of Donald Trump, the grab him by the pussy full audio. And essentially being like, fathers are voting for this man. Like, what? Because most Gen Zers were like 8 to 14 when 2016 happened, when this audio came out and like it shook the world. And yet he still won because that's like the world we live in. But it's so crazy. And it's like so true that like, yeah, all these young people who are now voting, like we're too young to understand or even hear about this audio. And I'm sure they've heard that like, oh, he said grab him by the pussy, like it's a Trump thing, like, but the whole audio, all the context, like hear it just in the flesh, in the earballs, like that. I'm obsessed with it. It's so good.
It's so good. It's no, I agree. And I think it is wild, even as somebody that heard it then, as like being an adult then and hearing it, rehearing it in full. It's worse than I even remember it. And
It's
granted, I think we
disgusting.
get so desensitized to all of the insane things he has said and done that sometimes it's like, oh wow, here's another thing. And it just, again, desensitized. But that rehearing that clip,
People were
it
even desensitized in 2016, right before the election, the October surprise, like when it came out, people were like, oh, wild, but then like still voted for him. And again, like everyone who has experienced the Trump years since like 2015 when he started running, again, is just desensitized to his bullshit. And even his supporters are like, nah, that's just his personality. He's crazy, but I'm still gonna vote for him. Like, no words for you. But like to see this new generation who like didn't get to experience it be like, abso-fucking-lutely not. Are we kidding? Like, what? And
yeah.
what just yeah, it's cool to see. I like this trend a lot. I think it's gonna make a little bit of a splash within the younger voting bloc, which is just cool, and it's the power of social media. So
For sure. I do think, though, like it is so upsetting that there are so many fathers out there that, like, literally, I mean, even in 2016, when they heard that audio, said, oh, I'm going to vote for him. Like, that is. It's just upsetting. I really like at this point don't even have like any more like creative words to say about it besides upsetting,
Well,
disgusting,
because they at
revolting,
the
all these
time they were
things.
like locker room talk, that's just boys being boys, that's what we
But then
talk
change your
about, like
locker
we're
room talk,
joking. Yeah, it's
and
like,
then change your mentality because like that
yeah, or
shouldn't
go to
be
a
right.
fucking locker room, stay doing The Apprentice, like don't be the president of the United States. Let's raise the bar, which
Please.
again, I think young people are like, this has to be a joke, which it is. It really is all a joke. Like, I'll never, I think until the day I die, understand how this man even is in the running for a third time. It's just crazy. But with that said, we can wrap our election special,
Yeah,
pre-election special.
because I've got to figure out this outfit because I have to, for the third time, try and elect a woman president because I
Period.
literally voted for Hillary, voted for Kamala in the primary back in the day, and now I'm voting for her again. So
Period.
that's
That
that.
part.
For housekeeping cleanup, like we said, no episode next week. Get out there, go voting, all the things. Make sure your friends are. We'll be back the next week with like a recap episode with some fun things and week after that as well. So stay tuned. We'll be back. Like, don't miss us too much. Like, I understand, like, the people will miss us for like a whole week. I get it.
I know.
Yeah.
And
Like,
happy
party.
Halloween, everyone. Enjoy your Halloween before the real spooky stuff starts. No, I'm kidding. No, actually, happy Halloween. With that said, I feel as though we can wrap. Toodaloo. We never wrap our episodes anymore, so I don't know what to say except
Yeah.
goodbye, good luck, hang in there, touch grass, and
Share a video about touching grass.
get a word puzzle, get an adult coloring book, like do what you need to do. And we'll see you in 2 weeks. Go vote.
Hey guys, popping in with a reminder to sign up for the GovHub newsletter. This weekly pop of politics is designed to share action items, resources, and quick links to civic engagement tools and topics directly to your inbox. Save it, share it, and sign up for a pinch of productive politics today by going to girlonthegov.com or visiting this episode's description.